I guess that sense of growing up tough with kids and things, that would be the same for your parents and adults was having to be quite self-sufficient out here. Were there times where the valley really had to pull together for anything that kind of happened, where you're in winter or things like that? Or
no, not that I can recall at all. I can remember power cuts, and we would love it. We would love the thunder and the lightning and just sit at home, all of us family sitting around with candles and have good talks. But I can't remember the valley pulling together. And I know probably that was my parents, and they, you know, like their growing up as a kid, we were just kids and would do what we want, and their responsibilities were to look after us and not bother us with anything. That it was different. Like now my children would probably know more about our adult things than we did as a child. Yeah, we love the power cuts. We still get power cuts out here, and my children don't like them because there's nothing to do, whereas back when I grew up, power cuts were, yeah, when I was young, power cuts were brilliant, and I'd love the rain and love the thunder and love having a candle. And, you know, we didn't have computers or cell phones back then, so it was exciting. You knew that you had to count after the lightning for the thunder and for how far it was away. The valley would always socialise the parents and the adults, and we would have even a babysitter from the valley, you know, an older one would look after us until we were old enough to look after ourselves. And that was probably 12 years old. I think I was 12, maybe a bit younger, that we were, you know, it didn't scare us to be home alone. Camping, we'd go out in our putt tent all the time. We had a paddock, well, of course, every house has a paddock next to them, but we'd go and camp out in the paddock and the putt tent. Loved that in the weekends. When I went to college, that was the highlight of my friends. They would come often in the weekends, and we would grab a tent and go to the sports ground. So over past my parents' house, and set up a tent. You could, you know, we were brought up that you could put up your own tent, and we'd start a fire, and there's a toilet, an old toilet down there, but we'd probably usually just go in the bush anyway. And my friends loved it, absolutely loved it. My brothers with their friends would do the same, but they'd go further over they'd go to the second valley or right over the coast. I'd just go to the sports ground and camp there, and my friends would just think it was amazing.
And did it go back the other way? Did you think things that you did with your friends at their houses or in town were great because you didn't have them here in the valley? Were there things like that?
Yes, I stayed quite a bit when I got older, just at my friend's house on the weekends, and I thought it was amazing catching a bus and, you know, going down to Manners Mall and having McDonald's and all of that. So yeah, I thought they had quite a, you know, amazing life. No, it was enjoyment, but I did love my home more than living in the city as such.
And did you ever have a sense of those kinds of things in town when you were younger, children growing up, sort of primary school age, or were you just quite engrossed with what you had around you here? And
yeah, I think I was engrossed with what I had around me here. Yeah. And I did. We learnt to drive younger than probably our friends. At 12 years old, we were actually driving. Dad would take us into the sports ground, or actually it started on the front paddock of their house, and we'd just learn to drive. And yeah, by 12 years old we could drive up and around the roads. and at 15 were in to get our licences because that was our only way of transport, and then Mum and Dad didn't have to drive us everywhere. We all three of us got our licences at 15 and were here. I remember I had to go to Polytech. I would have been just at 15 and a half or something, and I ponytech, and I just got my licence, and my mum says, here's the keys, you can drive there now. So that was it. It wasn't, you know, I was quite scared. I had a Volkswagen. She, amazing, his name was Herbie, the Volkswagen, and that was from my grandmother. Her mother had given it to her, and I drove Herbie, and that was really my car. Younger than licences, we would maybe sometimes drive to a friend's house, which wouldn't happen nowadays, but back then, yeah, we did. We didn't go out of the valley much growing up. We would do Sunday drives until Mum and Dad started golf or something, or a Saturday, maybe it was a Saturday drive or something, and we'd pile in the car and go and get an ice cream. I remember, I wasn't even at school. I would have been nearly five, and this man was repiling our house, and he was black. Black skinned. He was dark, and I was absolutely gobsmacked. I think he was African or something, that I was gobsmacked with this big black man. That I loved him. I thought he was amazing. He sung beautifully, and I can still remember him piling the house underneath, and he'd be singing Baby Blue, Baby Blue or something. And he had an amazing voice, and I'd get my mum to make my lunch, and I'd sit next to him, and he had an old truck, a very old truck, and I'd sit next to him and have my lunch every day. But I was just like gobsmacked by, you know. Then we had when we're older, we met the sharer's children, and we, in the hot school holidays, hang around with them, play with them, and we loved that. And yeah, but we just, yeah, it was more in the valley only. Docking time, we would always have a day or two off school and go docking. So, we loved that, absolutely loved it. Even now, my husband's brother will come from Auckland and the school holidays to come down to help with docking, because he loves it. It's amazing. And we'd catch the little lambs. I remember when I got a bit bigger, and just being a girl, I had to only do the injection or injections. I wasn't allowed to catch the lambs in case I got hurt as such, being a girl. But Mum would cook a big bacon egg pie for us, and it was just the most fun, amazing thing. And we'd spend the whole day there and come home and go to school the next day.
And what other things would you do on school holidays?
Camping, yeah. Just take a tent and go in the paddock, or stay at friends' houses in the valley a lot. Go riding every day, or friends would stay at your house. A hill, there was the trees, we'd get corrugated iron and slide down this huge hill, and full of trees and everything, right, and it'd go into a river, and we'd just slide. Quite dangerous when I look at it now, what we did, but that was absolutely fun. And we'd catch cockabillies. I don't think there are many cockabillies around anymore. We'd love catching them, and I don't know why, just being kids, we'd catch them. And we used to, I don't know if they're called, I think they're called yabbies or something, we called them freshwater crawlies, and we would catch those a lot, and there were lots around. Like, we just pull up a rock and get them, and Mum take them home, and Mum would have to boil them up, and we'd eat them. We would eat them, and my dad even, a few months ago, says, I reminded him of us doing that, and he says, I hated it. I hated eating them, but he would, because we, and I loved them. I thought that they did taste like crayfish. They were just little, small ones, and they were quite little, and it'd be one mouthful, so it'd just be you'd eat the tail, shell them and eat the tail. That was, and now even a few months ago, my son, with his friend who he's got in the valley, there aren't many children that he knows so much in the valley, he found a crawly, but they looked hard and lots, and then the next weekend he had to look on our farm and he couldn't find any, and over rocks, and they're not as common as they were back then at all. We'd just be outside jumping on the trampoline, be on the trampoline all the time. We could all do backward flips, frontward flips, flip off the tramp, and at night time I can remember we'd just lie on the trampoline and look up at the stars.